Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And we're so excited today to be back on our radio broadcast. I just give God praise and reverence today, who is my life. And to everyone in their respective places, I give God praise on today, on this afternoon. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order and have our doxology first. Going to get ready to have our devotion, but I first of all give reverence to God, who is my life, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you. I just thank God for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on today. I give God today all the praise and the glory today. I just magnify his holy name today. God is such a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. We're going to be coming from Psalm 19. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, whose walk in the Lord, in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimony, and that seek him with a whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. When I shall have learned thy righteous judgment, I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. I have just read you Psalms 119 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Amen. I'm going to play on.
just want to make it in. Ooh, I just want to close and leave it. I want to be free from sin. Oh, oh, oh. I just want my name written for us. Written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when this life is over,
give you praise today, God. We just come now, Lord, as humble as we know how, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we confess right now, and we repent, and we're sorry, God, and we ask your forgiveness on today and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, I come now just thanking you, just praising you, just giving you worship, just magnifying your name. I just come right now, God. Oh, yes, Lord, just thanking you, Lord, for just another day, Lord, just another day, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, just another day that I've never seen before. I thank you for waking me up this morning, God, starting me on my way. I thank you, Lord, that you gave me a sound mind on today, God. I give you glory and I give you praise today, Lord. in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come right now, God, just giving you all the praise today and all the glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I come with my heart, Lord, and I come just thanking you, Lord, for all that you've done and all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. God, I give you praise. I don't take it for granted today, God, the things that you do for us, God. I'm asking you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to shift the atmosphere on this radio broadcast. Shift the atmosphere, God. I ask you right now to send your anointing, God. Let the glory cloud come, God. Let your glory cloud come. In the name of Jesus, shift the atmosphere, God. In the name of Jesus, let your power fall on this radio broadcast on today, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you right now, God, for your glory cloud, God. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to let your power fall, Lord, in the name of Jesus, all over this line, God, all over this radio broadcast, on deaf ears on today, let your power fall, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need you, Lord, and we can't make it, Lord, without you today, in the name of Jesus. Bless every ear, Lord, that's listening today. Bless every heart, God, that's open today with your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Do it now, God, in the name of Jesus. We need you, God. We can't make it. Not one second. Not one second. Not one second, God, without you, Lord. Not one second, God. Not one minute can we do without you, Lord. We need your love today. Bless this service, God. Bless this service, God. In the name of Jesus, it's all you, God, and not me. Let me decrease that the Holy Ghost will increase today and teach us and preach to us and minister to us on today, God. It's your point. It's your service. This is on you, God. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 I just give God praise on today. I give God the praise today. It's time for our testimony of service. And I just give God praise on today. God is so special to me. He's so special to me. God is so worthy of all of the praise I have in my body, in my life. God is, he's so deserving of more, even more than that. I just thank God today for all things. I thank God for everything that he do. He's so worthy. I don't try to understand the things that God do or tell me to do. I don't try to understand the way he leading God. I don't try to understand the things because I know he know what's best for me. I know he know what's best for me. And I thank God on today. In spite of all that I go through and all that I've been through, I don't question him. It's not my concern, but it's here because I belong to God. And I just thank him. I thank him how he watched over me all night last night and early this morning at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. God shook me. Wake up so we can talk. I just thank him. I thank him. He know what's best. He know what's in our best interest. And I thank God. He's a right now God, and I give him glory. And I give him praise. I depend on God. On today, he's special to my heart. He's my love, everything to me. And I give God praise. I just want to lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up in my testimony. No more about me, but it's all about him in my testimony. I step aside. I put myself to the side so I can let God and God alone be praised. And I thank God today that I can do that. I thank him today. I give God glory and I give him praise on today. He's so worthy. Every time I think about the goodness of the Lord, I just get so full because I'm a walking miracle. He didn't have to let me live, but God did it. It wasn't a doctor. It wasn't nobody else. It wasn't no defibrillator, but it was God that did it. And I thank God today that he gave me another chance and another chance and another chance to seek him while he may be found and to call upon him while he's near. I'm not going to let a rock cry out for my praise. I'm not going to let a rock praise him instead of me. I'm going to give him the praise every chance I get because he's good. He's great. He's worthy. He's everything. I just thank him. I thank him. And this is our testimony part of the service. If anyone have a testimony for the Lord on today, this is your finest hour right now.
Hi, Pastor Depp, Dr. Deborah Dane.
Amen.
It's Minister Lisa in St. Louis.
Amen.
Hi, I just want to say, just thank God for another day of life and just give him all the glory, all the praise for all the good things that he's done for me and all the situations and circumstances that he's brought me through. Just thank God as I look back over my life from a very young child and just thinking about my life journey, my Christian journey, my walk with Christ and God, Jehovah, and his Holy Spirit and his people. As the psalmist say, when I look back over my life and I think things over, well, that's the song. Mm-hmm. I won't complain.
Yeah.
And I just thank God for another day. I thank God for allowing me to serve him. And I thank God for I'm in a special place right now of healing and deliverance personally. And I just thank God because I got a good breakthrough yesterday. I talked to another sister the night before, and it is good to assemble ourselves one with the other, those of us who have like-minded faith to serve and honor the Lord.
Yes.
A place of refuge where we can be honest and, you know, not unnecessarily expose each other through our struggles as we're learning. Because I know for me, I'm learning how to operate in the apostolic and the prophetic. I know how to speak it, decree it, and declare it. But it's some other things that I'm trying to work out as far as that backlash and taking the hit when you do that. Because stuff be showing up in my life. So God is just working with me on that. And I just want to thank God for all of you all and let you know I missed you for the time that, you know, I wasn't there just, you know, trying to keep working and keep myself busy in the Lord. But I am there in spirit, and I do definitely miss the word and breaking open that word with you all. So I just thank God for you in Jesus' name. Thank you on this Lord's day.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet Lisa. We give God praise for your testimony. Any more testimonies this morning, this afternoon? Amen. No more testimonies. Amen. Well, I'm going to get another song here. Amen. Somebody say something? Amen. We're going to get ready for another song, then we're going to go into the Word of God because we have communion on today.
Thank you.
get ready for the word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord, I ask you to forgive me now for every sin that I've committed against you, and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Let your anointing flow, God. Let the Spirit of the Lord fall on us, God. Let it cover this radio broadcast on today. Send your fire down, God. In the name of Jesus. Send your fire down, God. Let every decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase. And preach your word, minister to us today. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord. We're going to go into our, so I had about three or four messages that I looked at and the one I worked on today. And the Lord took all of them because I was working on them like that. So all of this is all of God. It's all God. It's not me because I didn't study this, but he gave it to me. So we're going to be coming from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. And it reads, "For ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of the dark into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Now they've obtained mercy. So like I said, this is all God. It's not me. So we know we are chosen generation. We are called people. We all belong to God. I don't know. He didn't give me a topic, and I'm not going to say one on my own unless he do give it to me. But these are the scriptures he gave me. He want us to know. He want us to know. If you don't know it today, that we are chosen by God. He chose us. We didn't choose him. We didn't have that option. He chose us. We are chosen by God. We belong to God. Any kind of way you look at it, Satan have no part in this. We belong to God. We are chosen by him. And I just thank God for him choosing us. This is so wonderful. It's just a blessing. It's a blessing that he elected us. He chose us. This back way back in the old days, in the Old Testament, I mean, when the people was getting out over in Genesis and Exodus, when God chose us. He didn't have to choose Israel, but he did, and we're his people. Back in those days, it was two groups of people. It was Israel and the church. And he chose Israel. And I thank God for that. A called and elect people, elect group of people, the nation of Israel, an elect nation. God called us. He chose us. So whatever we do, we have to accept God. We have to believe. We have to. Because we are chosen nation. We are chosen by him, people. And I thank God for that. I don't know why he having me to talk about this today, but I don't try to understand anymore. I just do whatever he tell me to do. I don't try to understand anymore. Maybe somebody needs to hear that they are chosen generation, that they are royal. We are royalty. We children of the king. We children of the king. You prince of the king and princess of the king. You got to know that you are an elect person. You got to walk like your daddy is the king. You got to talk and carry yourself like you belong to the king. We children of the king. We got to walk and talk like we belong to the king. We can't go out here any kind of way. We holy before the king of God and before his people. We royalty. When I say we royalty, you're going to see it. God love us, and he chose us. Now, we got that raw DNA in our blood. And we got to live like we got warrior DNA in our blood. We gotta live holy before the Lord. No excuses, holy. Because we raw and we belong to God. We belong to him. Everything happens because we belong to God. Everything, every good thing come from God anyway. But when these good things flow on us, it's because that we royalty. It's because God chose us so many, many, many years ago. He said that we are a holy nation. We are holy. We're set apart. We're holy. We don't have to wear a sign on our back saying we belong to the King, King Jesus. We ought to be able to walk holy and talk holy. When we open our mouth, it ought to be that people already know that we belong to the King Jesus. That's the way we ought to carry ourselves. Shouldn't be no other way. No excuses. We got to get there, but we should be getting there. We are peculiar people. We're not going to look like the world. Oh, yeah, we live in this world, but we're not of the world. We shouldn't have on the little tika-tika shorts up to our behind and our chest out. Is it me and walk around with their chest out, with their shirt off and all this kind of stuff? I know we human, but we got to live a holy life. We got to walk and talk and move just like we belong to the King, just like we're holy. And if we're not there yet, we ought to be getting there. When I tell you, Of course, like I say, I'm older than y'all. But I'm still trying to get there. And I ain't tired yet. I'm still trying to live to please God and not me. We're such a peculiar people that when the world see us, they ought to drop their head. When the world see us, they ought to know. They'll be whispering, yeah, mm-hmm, she belong to God. Yeah, he belong to God. Whisper. Because they know who our Father is. They know who we belong to. They should be coming to you asking you what they must do to be saved, what they must do to be called a child of the King. I'm a child of the King. And I don't care what happens. I don't care how I feel. I don't care what kind of condition I'm in. I don't care about nothing. All I care about is pleasing God, and the one that chose me, and the one that called me a royal priesthood. I'm royal. I got raw blood running through my veins. I have to keep that in my mind, that I belong to God, and that I got royal DNA in me. Royal. I thank God today. I thank him today that I'm royal. And I thank him. I praise him. He didn't have to choose me. I could be in a burning hell, but God chose us. He chose this nation. He chose Israel. He chose us. And I thank him. He called us out of darkness into a marvelous light, into his marvelous light. God chose us. We belong to him. We are his own. He owns us. I thank God. It's a privilege to say, God, I belong to God. It's a privilege and an honor. I thank God. I thank him. Even when I was out there in the club, out in the street, doing all those different things that I was doing, have I not always been in holiness? Have not always been up under God? And when I was out there, he was talking to me, reeling me in. It took some years, but I thank God he didn't give up on me. I thank God that he chose me. I thank God that he didn't take his hand off of me. I thank God that he gave me a chance and another chance and another chance. Every time I say I wasn't going to go to the club, I went to the club. Every time I say I wasn't going to have no drink, I had a drink. Every time I say I wasn't going to smoke no more, he gave me chance and after chance and after chance, because I'm a hard generation. I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. And I thank God that he chose me today. And I thank God that I know I can make it in. I thank God on today. My God, I thank him today. I thank him today. He put me up out of a horrible pit, set my feet on the rock, established my going. I thank God today. I thank God today. I thank God today. I thank God today. God is all your behind us. He is my everything. I thank him today. Y'all just don't know. Oh, Lord, the Andalusian. Oh, yeah, the Andalusian. Yeah, God. Yes, God, I thank God today. I thank him today that he chose me. And he chose you. And he chose you. And he chose you. And he chose you. He chose each one of us. Because we all are royalty. We all have a king. And I thank him today. I thank God today.
even in old times, time past, we were not God's people. But now we're the people of God. And I thank him today that I can truly say, you all are people of God. We all are people of God. We didn't have mercy back then because we didn't know God. We didn't know God. But we got mercy now. He said he give us new mercy every day, every morning. We get new mercy. New mercy. He didn't have to do that. Unmerited favor. Mercy. Favor that we didn't deserve. Mercy. I thank God. We obtain mercy. And I give God praise today. And I give God glory today. And the reason why I know he gave us mercy, because he sent his only begotten son, his only son, to die for my hang-up, to die for my issues, to die for my mess-ups, to die for all of my sins. I thank God today that he sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross. He died on the old rugged cross. He took all of my sins away. I would have been in the pit, but Jesus died for me, and he died for you. Chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, peculiar people, a peculiar people. I thank God that Jesus died on Calvary's cross. He could have come down, but he stayed right there for all of that, what I just said. And all of my sins, he stayed there. He knew he had to die for us. Because if he hadn't died for us, we wouldn't be in hell today. We wouldn't have salvation. But Jesus, he stayed right there. And he died for us. He didn't have to. But he did. And I thank him today. I thank him that I can say I'm living holy, that I can say that I'm living right. No, I ain't perfect. No, I got hang up, but I'm striving to live a holy life, live a pure life. I'm striving to live like Jesus, not like no man, not like no woman, but Jesus Christ who died on the cross. Yes, God. That DNA in my vein. I'm so thankful today. I'm thankful, and I don't know how else to tell nobody. I can't keep it to myself. I can't keep it to myself. I got to tell somebody about Jesus. I got to tell somebody how good Jesus is. I got to tell somebody that he died for me. I got to tell somebody that he rose on the third day morning, went up, got up with all power in his hand. All power. Not some of the power, but all power. Every power he got up with it in his hand. And I thank him today that he got power to allow me to live holy, power to allow me to live and love people. Power, power, power. I thank God on today. I give God praise and I give him glory today. Chosen generation. Don't forget that. You are chosen by God. One by one. You chosen. You have royalty. 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 I decree and declare that you know that you have royalty over your life. You know that you're blessed and highly favored. I decree and declare today that you're blessed and highly favored today. I decree and declare it today. That you're holy. I decree and declare it. So I just thank God today. I didn't know what he was going to say. I didn't know what he was going to do because everything I did, he kicked it to the side. But I'm a vessel just waiting to be used. Not my word, but God's word. Not my thought, but God's thought. And I give him praise for using me. Little old me, nappy head me. I thank God today, the word of God for the people of God. Amen. I just give God praise on today. I give God praise today because I know that we're chosen. I don't care what we go through. I don't care how we do it or whatever we say. We're chosen by God. We're a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, a holy nation, and we got to live just like that. Oh, we're going to have our ups and downs, but never forget that you're chosen by God. You didn't choose him. He chose you. Always know that. Always remember that you royalty, you the king's kid. That's who you are. And whether they treat you like that or not, that's who you are. So I thank and praise God today. We got to get ready for our communion. We're going to get ready for our communion. I'm going to get a song. I want Prophetess Lisa, can you pray over the bread? And Prophetess McKinney, pray over the wine. Prophetess Sadler, pray the prayer that we all should pray about repentance. And allow enough time for Prophet Sally to pray too. Let me see, the bread, the wine, the repentance prayer. I guess you can pray the repentance prayer first, Prophet Sally, then Prophet Lisa, then Prophet McKinney. The Sally's pray first, and then we'll have our bread and wine. After the song, give me a minute. Let the song start playing, and I'm going to turn it down. Just give it about a couple of minutes. Prophet Sadler,
pray the repentance prayer in Prophet Sadler. You can read the communion when it's time. You could go now.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come as humble as we know how, oh God. Just thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you made, and we shall rejoice in it. Oh God, we just come right now repenting before you, oh God. We just ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, oh God, that we will be who you called us to be on this day, oh God. Father God, if we have any ought in our hearts, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you forgive us right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we realize that when we sin, oh God, that we are sinning against you, oh God. And so, God, we just ask right now, God, that you clean us up, oh God, for your glory in the name of Jesus, oh God. Wash us white as snow, oh God, and we shall be clean. Purge us, oh God, with hyssop. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Yes. God, if we have any unforgivenesses in our heart against our brothers and sisters, oh God, God, we ask that you forgive us right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we realize, oh God, that when we are partaking of your body and your wine, oh God, and your blood, oh God, that if we're doing it unworthy, oh God, oh, God, that we can cause sicknesses, oh, God, upon our bodies, oh, God. And so, God, we just bringing ourselves before you, oh, God, and just asking that you forgive us, oh, God, and clean us up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, and this we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Not you yet, Prophet Fowler, don't go yet. We need the Prophetess Lisa, would you pray over the bread and the wine?
Amen. Okay.
Do the bread and
Lord,
the wine.
I just thank you. Oh, the bread. I thought Prophetess McKinney was doing the wine. You want me to do both?
You do both of them. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are healed. He was bruised for our iniquity, and the transgressions of our chastisement was upon him. And so I pray over the bread that as we partake of it, we remember him, remember the suffering that he did in his body, and that we find healing at this communion table and deliverance. And Lord, I pray over the blood, the wine, as we remember you. We remember that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, hung, bled, and died on the cross of Calvary. And because his blood was shed, it has become the atonement and the propitiation for our sins, our trespasses, and our iniquities. Forgive us, Lord, now, and let us partake of it. Your word says that healing and deliverance is the children's bread. Let us partake. Let us be nurtured, and let us be covered by the shed blood of Jesus. I thank thee. Thank you for hearing and answering these prayers of supplication in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, we're going to get ready to partake of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me get the scripture. Amen. Everybody. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Let us all eat together. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Let us drink together. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are testing of the Lord that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest I will sit in order when I come. Amen. And praise the Lord. We're just going to get ready for our altar prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come today humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you. Lord, we come today, God, just as humble, Lord. We don't know no other way to come. And Lord, we ask you to just keep us covered in the blood. We ask you today to just cover us. Just keep us covered. Cover our families and cover our children and grandchildren and great-grand. Cover our neighbors, God, in the blood of Jesus, and encamp angels all around about them to protect them. Father, we want you to lead us. We want you to guide us. We want you to protect us. We need you, Jesus. We can't make it without you. We seek in your face while you may be found, calling on your name while you're near. Father, we just need you today. We need you every day. And we just thank you for covering us. We thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. We thank you for opening up our understandings. We just thank you for how you protect us. We thank you for how you lead and guide us. We thank you. And we love you, Jesus. And we thank you for loving us, God, and we just give you glory today, Father. We bless your name today, and we just give you glory, Lord. I just thank you. I just thank you. I thank you, Lord. I don't know what else to say, but I thank you. I thank you for how you teaching me. I thank you for how you teaching me to just be obedient and not ask questions. I thank you today. I thank you, God, and I thank you for opening up understandings. I thank you today. I thank you, God, for me just not asking questions. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, and I bless your name today. Whatever your will is, God, I trust you. I trust you. I trust you, Jesus. We all trust you. We thank you, God. You are leaning post today. You are Redeemer today. You Jehovah Jireh today, God. You Yeshua HaMashiach. You Yeshua HaMashiach today. In the name of Jesus, I thank you today. I thank you. We give you glory and praise. We want to give you the praise and glory that you deserve, the highest praise. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. You know what they stand in need of. Bless our enemy. Bless those that do all and say all manner evil against us. Forgive them and bless them anyway. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. And Lord, keep me day by day. Keep us all, Lord, day by day. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. We just give God glory today. I'm not going to hold you. I just want everybody to understand that when I do things, I be led by God. If I change it up, it be because it be out of my flesh and not out of what God tell me to do. And when I have to change it back to what he say, that's what he say, not devil. So when I change, it's not on me. It's on God. That's what I told you. Because I had two or three sermons different ready for today. But he chose this one. I have to be obedient to God. So I love you all. And I thank y'all for being on this radio broadcast. God bless you all. Have a good and blessed day. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. Have a good day. Amen.
Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
Love you all.
God bless you. I love you.
God bless you. I love you.
God bless you. I love you. God bless you. I love you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.